jeans, all blue jeans, 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 Bruce's jeans, Bruce's ugly jeans, old blue jeans, all blue jeans, all blue jeans, jeans, jeans.
Welcome to the pod.
Yeah.
We got a full barn. Everybody is here. We were just saying that because the last couple days it has come to everyone's attention that Bruce Brown, our beloved Bruce Brown, has a pair of
cheeseburger Brucey flapjacks.
He has a pair of blue jeans that he's been wearing this week that Tony said it, and I mean, we've all taken our cracks at it. He legitimately may have gotten these things off of a soldier in the Revolutionary War.
He dug up the corpse of Levi Strauss
and
put on his jeans. Did.
They are the oldest pair of blue jeans you will ever see. Ever see, and we have been just fucking, you know, several different songs all
week. Carl, what'd you say? I said you walked out of the show and Bruce, you fucking stole those off of King Tut.
I mean, there's been countless. I don't know if we've ever ribbed something this hard for this long as we have with Bruce's blue jeans.
But it's hard
Yeah, there's so many different angles we can go out, but we've just been remixing songs basically for, I don't know, 20, 36 hours straight. Yeah. Here they go.
God. Here we go. Is. Man, get a shot of these old blue jeans.
Look at those things.
There's a spin, Bruce.
Old blue jeans.
I don't know, Bruce.
What are those? They're sawed on the knees from being in the lawn, dude.
Yeah.
I got these in February. I just thought.
No, 97.
You know, February of 32.
That was the pair of blue jeans that the first gardener ever wore in their garden.
A little ditty about Bruce's
blue jeans.
Best blue jeans he's ever seen.
He's gonna be a
blue jeans
star. Wear the jeans that John Wilkes Booth killed Lincoln in. There's a chance. You found those in a time capsule.
Those things are haggard, man.
They're bad, dude.
But Bruce's old blue jeans got zin rings.
But where's his boots in church? He takes his jeans.
Another round. And he takes his blue jeans. Another round. His old blue jeans. He said, never complains. He never buys new ones. Please don't let the old jeans die.
To Bruce's credit, he has continued to wear his blue jeans.
Blue jean, baby sky.
I love these jeans. They're great jeans.
Yeah, we know. You got them when you were 2 years old. Yeah,
I love pancakes. I love burgers. I love my
jeans. See, have you shown the picture of Bruce's jeans on the screen?
Oh, fuck off.
Yeah.
There they are. 1879.
Yeah. Look at them.
Bruce, you have any comment? I mean, now that this is out, you know.
Everyone knows you have
I might expand my jean collection, but I'm definitely in on jeans. I love them.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
They're great.
You can't throw those out. 10 years from now, they're going to sell for $20 million.
What do you do? How have you kept the fabric? You dry clean?
No, I probably washed these like once or twice.
Those jeans are made of dust.
You're a good sport, Bruce.
Yeah, you are a good sport.
He has a sweet shirt, though.
Yeah, you also have a great shirt on, and we've been loving some of our absolutely incredible Hawaiian shirts from Tropical Bros.
Hell yeah!
Those things.
They appreciate century.
Yeah, they appreciate our ad reads so much. They gave us a code for 20% off. That's right. Use code POD20 for 20% off. He just walked out of the room wearing the shirt, but as you could have seen, it looked amazing. www.tropicalbros.com, promo code POD20.
Pairs well with the oldest pair of blue jeans known to man.
Yeah, if you also have old blue jeans, you're going to love
the way
you
want.
Look.
Yeah, exactly.
Try promo code Bruce's Jeans, too. See if that works.
Yeah.
That might
well.
Work.
Might as well. How's everybody's weekend?
Good.
Kind of it was kind of shitty weather,
wasn't
it? I don't remember. I mean, it wasn't terrible, but
Saturday's weather was a bit trashy, but Sunday picked up. The business really did pick up.
Yeah, Sunday was very good.
Yeah, you were in the habit to get things done, weren't you?
I was in a hurry to get things done on Sunday. A lot of grass was cut. Nothing exciting, though.
No.
Well, we went out on Saturday night, had a couple cocktails. Booze cocktails, you know? Yeah, with the last.
Couple Bud Lights, right?
What?
Hell yeah.
Visit some of the old
Gumpy got mugged.
Establishment.
Yeah.
Gumpy almost got mugged.
Gumpy, for those who didn't hear it on Patch Up, please tell us about the mugging.
I was walking to meet Connor.
Are you chewing gum?
No, just had a little snack there.
Oh, nice.
Just kind of hungry.
Yeah.
Walking up to Connor.
Canadian gum.
There's a alley to get to Connor's from my area. Mm-hmm. Usually a few people sleeping in there.
Sure.
Yeah. It's a nice alley.
Passed out.
Just walking by, kind of felt, didn't feel good about the situation.
Okay.
As the person walked by.
Did he like size you up when he walked by?
Pretty
or?
Much. Like, I think he thought he might have been like past me, but he wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh, okay. Like, I was kind of ready. He turned around and tried to grab my chains, and he was pretty frail. So I just threw him to the ground and fucking hit the dust.
Smart.
Yeah.
So those old bums, they'll chew your face off.
So that's how Bruce got the stains on his jeans.
Yeah.
He threw him to the ground.
That guy also somehow found them.
I was sweating by the time I got to Connor's place.
Yeah, it was bad.
I was. It was pretty hot.
So you didn't look back. Hot. You just went on a.
No, I was. I mean, there was no reason to go back.
No.
I didn't want to say it on Pat's show, but there was somebody brutally stabbed to death about a block or two away from
Jesus.
My apartment building.
So all right, might as well let it fly on here then.
Yeah. That was kind of my reasoning for just fucking hitting the dead.
That makes sense.
Probably smart.
Yeah. It's been wild downtown.
You guys carry a knife around downtown?
Absolutely not.
No. We carry fucking BLs, my friend.
Yeah. BL nubs.
Fucking fish. Hell yeah.
You should get like a butterfly knife, and if some guy does, just like start doing the fucking like whipping it around and stuff. Guy's not gonna fuck with you to do that.
Is it hard to open one of those?
What? No, you fucking
butterfly knife?
No, you fucking flip it
open, dude, and then you do all the sweet tricks with it. And
oh, sweet tricks doesn't open it.
Well,
that's part of it.
Little flip up.
Did you guys get boozed up?
Glad.
It was a nice little weekend. Saturday was a good time. Everyone came down.
Yeah, it's good to see everybody downtown.
Me and Nick ordered everything off the menu. Oh. Every appetizer mm-hmm. possible.
When you walk into a bar and you just know it's going to be good old fried bar food, everything on the menu is $8 from the appetizers to the entree. How can you not order every single item?
Pepper jack balls, mozzarella sticks.
Oh, many corn dogs, cheese steaks, buffalo chicken wraps, fries galore, every type of fry.
They have a samp platter or?
Yeah, but we basically kind of did it. Yeah.
That establishment will not get credit for surviving COVID.
And making it through COVID.
And the only thing we didn't order was the actual wings. And I think they were actually known for their wings.
There was a lot of chicken tenders that were ordered, though. So I feel like we had that. Zito ordered some Cajun chicken tenders. Maybe they were dustier than Bruce's blue jeans. They were covered in seasoning. You dipped a finger on those, touch it to your tongue, you had heartburn.
Oh, my heartburn the next day. Oh,
was I standing up top when this happened? I missed the food.
Oh, yeah.
No, you were right there, lad.
Oh, yeah, you were.
You had a chicken tender.
I think you had about 30 Bud Lights before that, though, so it is understandable if you don't recall.
Yeah,
we were hanging out at the Oakmont for quite a while.
And all the bodies came. Mitt brought like 30 of his clothes.
Dude, it was awesome. This one lady's like, is this like a special gathering? And Mitt's like, no, like it's just the buddies. The lady was like, you just go out with this many people. It was fucking awesome.
Yep.
That is crazy. Yeah, do you have like a conch shell? Me? And you call them all.
Buddies!
Buddies! Basically, that's what my phone is.
It's like Boagrius.
Yeah.
That's what my phone is.
Buddies!
It is awesome growing up around here and then going to college around here, coming back to Indy. Like, you just have 75.
You got your fucking pick of the litter when it comes to buddies.
Yeah, exactly.
It used to happen with Diggs and I a lot in the South Side that we'd go out and it'd be like 25 dudes. But eventually, like, at one point, everyone would just splinter off into little groups. Yeah. Everyone kind of, and there was like 80 bars. Within 2 miles of each other, so everyone just kind of found
that
their
wasn't
way around.
It wasn't on purpose that we split it off. That was just like by happenstance. Like you start drinking too much, and a few people get left behind, and then a few more get left behind if you keep leaving bars and stuff like that.
We were big pregame guys. Like, let's get as many people pregame as we can, correct. And then we'd all roll out and be like, "This is too many people."
Huge pregame.
And then you just split up. No, naturally, I feel like that's just based on like the vibes. You always got some people, and I guess this is all of Mitt's buddies who are just blocking out, just going as hard as
they stay together. Can. Though I'll say,
yeah,
that.
They do.
They don't wander.
No. There's a couple different groups. Yeah, they'll stick together.
Yeah, okay. And the Wanderers are the dangerous group. You usually want to keep your distance from the Wanderers.
Tony, you had a bachelor party this weekend. Whoa! Have you been that liquored up in a long time? Because from the sounds of it, just a couple of the stray things, like you were... I can't remember the last time I actually like blacked out like that on a weekend.
Me either, except for this weekend.
Yeah.
No, Saturday, I went to a bachelor party, Ocean City, Maryland. It's a nice little beach town.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Half the group went golfing. The other half decided to do brunch. And then we went to a beach bar for the rest of the day. And then we went to dinner as an entire group together. And you know what happened there, Connor?
Yeah, just kind of everything.
No, I had four espresso martinis.
Ooh. Yes.
Oh, tell you that. What. And yes. I don't remember eating dinner. I don't remember leaving dinner.
That's some martinis, baby.
And I came to it in my...
Why are those so dangerous?
I don't know. They are dangerous because they try to keep you awake, but yeah. When you're supposed to be sleeping, mm-hmm. and you're not sleeping, so the lights are on, but no one's home.
Yeah, how can you drink four of those?
They were delicious. So good. They were fucking delicious.
How'd your heart not fucking explode? Four?
Yeah. That's impressive. My heart has been pretty good lately.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Four is it
back?
Brooklyn.
I think it might be back. I was also doing fucking, what's it called?
Whippets.
Well, you know, our group was a
Vegas. Vegas Bombs. Is Ocean City still Ocean City?
I'll say this about Ocean City. Okay.
Uh-oh.
Collectively, as a group of human beings, our group included.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever been in an uglier city in my entire life.
Oh, dude, really? On. Is that bad?
There might have not been one good-looking human being in the
and we're from Pittsburgh. That says something.
The entire city. but no, I mean, it was basically like we used to go down there on senior trip. Like that was your thing after you graduated high school. Literally like the week after you would go on a senior trip down there and fucking cause trouble and blah, blah, blah.
Of course.
But I don't think people have graduated yet. So we were down there before that. We were down there. It was a car cruise weekend. I came too in the back of my buddy's work van. We had to kidnap one of our buddies because he wouldn't fucking listen and stuff like that. It was good. It was a good weekend though.
That's
6 a.m. Uber scheduled Sunday morning for an early flight.
I was sent a picture later in the day of Tony getting the 6 a.m. Uber through a window from somebody who was also there. I was dying laughing.
So is the OC just like a vacation spot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think people live there.
Did you guys do senior trips?
Yeah,
I never did.
It wasn't like a thing where you were?
It was. I just never went. Unfortunately.
See, we used spring break as like our big trips every year.
Yeah, we didn't get like an extended spring break like they have here, so that makes sense. We had to do it in the summer.
That is when our senior trip was, Mitt, the spring breaks. I was like, nah, I'm all right.
Where did everyone go? You had spring break? Was that a spot everyone went?
We had spring break in high school.
Yeah, we did not.
Senior year, we went to Cancun. It was awesome.
In high school?
Yeah.
What the fuck? Jesus. There were a handful of people that did senior trip in like Mexico. Most people just went to Ocean City because it was close, cheap.
Yeah, yeah.
Much easier.
You could drive. It's cheap.
You ended up partying with some Russians on the beach.
So around here, it's Siesta Key. Everybody from the north side Indy goes to Siesta Key in Florida. And then it is literally just an Indianapolis party on Siesta Key Beach.
Yeah, that's it.
Was that a TV show?
Yeah, it was a TV show.
Still is, I think. They're still going.
Still going?
I think so.
You guys didn't go to fucking the COD or Tuckett or...
That's just Memorial Day.
I mean, that's
Day.
Every weekend.
Yeah, Memorial Day or July 4th, you go to Tuckett for Fagawi or for Noble Deer, which they shut down. Actually, I was at the last ever Noble Deer July 4th. And I'll tell you what, there were some degenerates there who were just stirring up trouble. And I wasn't one of them, but I did... Oh, yeah. Was on the receiving end. It didn't hit me, but people just started chucking like 2-liter bottles of Svedka into the air and like hitting people, actually causing a legitimate scene.
Is this when you guys were doing fart bags?
No, this was, oh no, fart bags was 8th grade. I wasn't even boozing then. That was just some good old clean classic family fun. Just, you know, fart bag fun. But no, honestly, the Cape Cod trips, those were like a lot of the weekends during the summer, but it was never like at the end of... Like the school year. I feel like at public school there wasn't a senior trip, and then at private school everyone went to fucking Atlantis. I was like, all right, I don't think I'm doing that.
We went and we stayed like the Ocean City Boardwalk. What it's like 200 blocks.
Yeah, it's very massive. Big.
And we stayed down near the start of it.
Oh, yeah,
and
for sure.
Every morning at 7 a.m. from the beach. Good morning, Ocean City. Who's ready for volleyball?
Jesus.
That sounds awesome.
We just go to Wisconsin Dells.
pretty good spot. Not Dells. Bad.
But yeah. To answer your question, I did not enjoy waking up Sunday and not remembering what I did Saturday night as much as I used to.
Yeah, I don't. I think that ship sailed.
You guys ever go to Put-in Bay?
Oh,
no, what's yeah.
That? Oh, it is.
I know a lot of Midwestern people go there.
It is.
Put-in Bay?
I consider it to be one of the scummiest places on earth.
You can rent a boat there easily, right? Like those like lake boats?
So it's like a little like island, right?
Yeah, it's just above Sandusky, Ohio.
Where the fuck is this?
Sandusky, Ohio.
A lot of Ohio people, a lot of Michigan people.
Oh.
It's basically an island that has like two hotels and they each have a pool bar. And then, like, eight other bars and some hotels, and everyone just goes there to just fucking drink their balls off.
We went one time. I remember, Tony, when we went and we got in there, and the first thing we did was check in the hotel and chuck the bags, and we're walking down the hall to go to our room. We stepped over a kid who was passed out and bleeding in the hallway, laying on the ground with the elevator door just, like, closing on his legs.
Jesus.
We're like, all right, this is going to be a good weekend.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's... Yeah,
that's kind of electric. That's Put-in Bay.
That's
maybe.
Put-in Bay.
It might have been me.
It could have been you.
Nothing to be proud of.
Yeah, we used to always do 12? That in our apartment complex here too.
Yeah, the one that Mitt used to live in that, too.
Yeah,
that thing is a damn party. They are popping on Thursdays.
Hell yeah!
Yeah, that place is a trap.
Yeah. How's your house doing, Mitt?
I cut the grass yesterday. It took about 2 hours.
How's your back doing?
Okay.
You know what? Actually, I've been using a lot of CBDMD on my back. My back feels like shit. Not good, really.
2 hours for a yard that size is pretty good time, though. Push mower?
Yeah, I'm pushing, walking. Takes me. I do split up the front half of the yard and the back half of the yard. I figured out I cannot do it all in one day. It is just way too much of a fucking yard.
Different days for.
Yeah, that's dumb. That's really dumb.
I mean, the guy, there's five houses on his acreage he's living on.
Yeah,
dude.
True.
He's got to mow fucking six other people's lawns.
Well, it is kind of bullshit.
It's basically like working at a golf course. He's got like six holes he's responsible for.
Everybody else has super nice riding lawnmowers, and then I have this shit push mower, and then my fucking yard's huge. It's just, it's a bad scene.
Yeah. Is there still somebody living in the backyard?
No, that guy, yeah, he's actually really nice. I was talking to his sons the other day when I was pushing the mower.
The DJs?
Yeah, the DJs. They don't have actual jobs, so they are awesome. They just work on their house all day, and then just I don't know where they actually live, what they actually do. They asked me about vitamins. I was just talking to him about that. It was kind of funny. It's a good time.
Nice.
Yeah, Dr. Neighbor. He's a nice guy.
Nice. Doctor neighbor.
When are you heading back downtown?
Doctor neighbor. Hopefully soon.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hopefully soon. Did you sign like a 3 week lease?
No, I'm working on the kinks out of that.
Hell yeah.
What does that mean?
We don't have to go into
massage
it.
And some I's and some T's that he crossed.
Yeah,
and
I suppose. But Mitt, I don't think your back would hurt. Typically, like when you mow your lawn, like people don't mow their lawn like 4 or 5 times a week. You should just do it once and get it over with.
Okay, yes, I know. I probably should just do it all in one day. It would make it a lot easier.
My fingies hurt.
See, I get that. My back aches.
Hey, at least you're doing it yourself, pal.
Yeah, there you go.
At least you're doing it yourself.
While we're on lawns, credit needs to be given to where it's due. Zeet has put a phenomenal job
into
his landscape.
Really?
Zito, yeah. Huh? Oh, yeah.
What?
Thanks, guys. Thank you.
You've really stepped it up?
I've been stepping it up. Oh,
he's got a fresh coat of paint on the house.
Wow.
He's got a freshly cut lawn. The trees are all trimmed and the hedges are maintained.
Who did it?
I don't know the company. You want to say the company's name?
No. I was just seeing if you did it or if you
We hired a company.
Okay. Looks beautiful.
Yeah.
What color is the house?
White.
Nice.
With a gray trim.
Wow.
It's crazy because we had an ugly blue. We had an ugly blue color. And the wood was rotting and
okay.
Had to seal that bad boy up.
Yeah. Smart. Paint will do that.
Yeah.
Did when they like mowed the lawn, did they just like send all the poop flying everywhere? Yeah. Kind of
through your windows and shit.
Yeah.
That is the way I take care of my poop.
Yep.
I
just
do,
drive over
it
the lawnmower.
Wherever I see it, I lower the blades.
Yep. So you slice this poop up with manure. Yeah.
Helps the grass grow.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
And then they know. Oh, by the way, don't poop there anymore because there's no grass there anymore. So if I have to cut it again, we just sculpt it again.
It's a good move.
That's the backyard, though.
Can't knock it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm glad everyone's lawns are looking good. I'm glad everybody had a good week, and I'm pretty sure we got a loaded FOD, if I'm not mistaken. Let's hop into it. I need to turn this back around. I can't fucking see shit.
The internet was kind to us this week.
It was, yeah,
there was a lot of stuff this weekend, actually. Got some movie trailers, too. Let's go.
Happy the Elephant has lived at the Bronx Zoo for 45 years, but the New York State Court of Appeals will now decide if she is a person. It's an elephant. It's not a person.
Definitely not a person.
It's pretty an open shut case, right?
Can you imagine showing up to a stoplight and this fucking elephant's driving a car next to you?
I mean, happy is a tough name for an elephant who's in a zoo for 45 years. This thing must be miserable.
Well, maybe, but like elephants in the wild, you know, aren't doing too great either.
Yeah, they're getting fucking hunted. Big games.
Hunted for ivory.
What?
Oh, yeah.
You haven't.
Illegally?
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
It has been legal for another, like, for about
who would kill such a majestic creature?
I don't know.
Poachers.
They got great memories, too.
They do.
Supposedly, number two in the buying ivory is the United States. That's kind of fucked up.
Really?
Really? What a. For pianos?
Yeah.
Probably, yeah.
I thought they cut that out.
Pianos?
Yeah, I thought it was all just like synthetic. No.
You would hope so. I mean,
it looks like they've just been taking it off.
How big
your
fucking shit?
I was going to say, are they just ripping pieces of his ear off every day just to fuck with him?
Who wants ivory? Who wants ivory? Fun, this is fucked.
Fun fact that certain elephants, you can tell where they're from because their ears look like Africa.
Is that right? Or is that the. Just this one, because they've been shredding these things.
I'm going to call bullshit on that.
Where else
I'm using my one bullshit.
No one's heard that before?
South America?
I'll be really happy if it's real.
Tanzania?
Oh, no.
Ears.
So you're saying like if they're from the United States, their ears start to look like the United States?
There are no elephants from the United States.
Unfortunately.
How about this one from the Bronx?
That's what I mean. Not very happy. I think she's just been kind of kept there for 45 years.
What's the test? Like, wait, do we know if they say it was a female?
There are either Asian elephants or African elephants.
Okay.
African elephants' ears are shaped like the continent of Africa.
What?
What?
I was going to say the true test would be like if Happy's a boy and he like sits down one day and just starts stroking his dong, like would they be like, holy shit, he's a person?
Yeah.
Give this man asylum.
And Asians' elephants' ears look a bit like India and are somewhat smaller. So
this is probably an Indian.
I fucking
elephant.
Knew it. You fucking questioned me and I knew it.
I used my one. That's on me.
Yeah. What do you mean?
I get one bullshit episode.
Oh.
You got it. You used it.
Good point.
Next. Good luck, Happy.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Rita Moreno has been cast as Dom's grandmother in Fast 10.
So back.
Holy shit.
So
whoa.
Back. So you know what? You know what the other thing is, too?
Hmm.
She's probably best friends with Jason Statham's mom.
Mom?
Yeah.
Do you think we're going to meet mom and dad in Fast 11? Or?
No, because...
we already met dad, remember?
You got to watch Fast 9. This is Fast 10. But.
Holy shit. No,
I told you.
Dad's in 9?
Yeah.
Hey, he's at the very start, dude. He fucking dies at the racetrack.
Whoa!
Oh, well, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
That would be his...
What?
That would be his mom, though.
His dad was Dale Earnhardt?
No.
Kind of, but he was Dale Earnhardt in
nobody's the Intimidator. Let's not fucking disrespect the Intimidator, okay?
Don't you ever forget it. Mitt, get a fucking get right in tight on this thing.
Ooh, good motion on that.
Okay, Mitt.
Love you, Dale.
Boom.
Thank you, Dale.
Thank you, Dale. Thank you, Dale.
Vin's dad does look just like that in the movie.
He does look very similar.
Oh, wait, was he played by the whistle guy?
Yeah, same guy that played Ricky Bobby's dad.
Is that real?
The whistle guy.
Gary Cole?
No, the whistle guy from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, fucking Yondu?
Yeah, he was in fucking 9, right?
Michael Rooker?
I don't think Michael Rooker was in it.
That'd be awesome if he was. Probably made the movie 10 times.
Oh, you're thinking about the other guy. Like
who am I thinking about?
Oh, I gotta look him up.
His dad? Am I thinking about his dad?
I mean,
I don't know. That movie stunk, so I didn't
think you're talking about the guy from Terminator that's the cop that melts down.
T-1000.
Robert Patrick?
Yeah.
He's in Peacemaker.
Really?
Yeah, he's fucking John Cena's dad.
Liquid nitrogen.
Yeah. I don't know if that was his dad. I think young Toretto was the kid from...
Oh, Peace no, I'm not saying. I'm just, just kind of spitballing.
Yeah, it'd be sweet.
Do you know, does she have to wear a fat suit now because Vin's gained a bunch of weight?
I'm not sure if they're making it like family-like in that sense, but I mean, I could see it happening.
Okay.
For sure.
If Vin shows up... at set and there's pictures of him 315 plus, like this thing's dead.
Listen, I'll just say that could be a good reason to explain the weight gain if he's got this Italian mother who just keeps feeding him pasta
And I think that is probably what Reed is going to play. Maybe.
What do you think her name's going to be?
Fucking
Tina.
Eloise.
Tina Toretto.
Tina Toretto for sure. Guaranteed.
Okay. Well, I can't wait for this movie.
I can't.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I'm slowly losing steam on this.
No. Oh, you don't say.
Thank you.
What's one get? Far, one get that'll get you back on?
Paul Giamatti.
I mean,
Momoa.
As Mr. Nobody.
Oh, wait. I didn't know the fucking cast was fucking loaded in 10.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
well, give us a little taste, Tony.
Brie Larson.
Fucking what? Momoa. Yeah. Brie Larson.
Wait, Momoa is in it?
Yeah.
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 What? I
thought we made that up.
No.
That's
ridiculous. He's actually Vin Diesel's
yes!
OG.
Alan Ritchson, who is.
I might be back.
Yeah, fucking.
Reacher.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, the normal cast.
Okay, well.
Oh, it was Michael Rooker.
Yep.
Merle?
Yeah, Merle? He was in 9.
Yeah, dude. Wow.
Dad.
Who was
it? Wasn't he the fucking mechanic?
Oh, you're right. You are right.
Thank you. I watched 10 minutes of that movie, and I know
guys,
more about it than you
tough
fucking
look for you guys.
Than you fans.
I watched this. This movie came out like 18 months ago.
9?
Yeah.
No, it didn't.
Yeah, at least a year.
Yeah,
we
at least a year.
We threw a fucking party last summer, for this thing it? Coming out.
No.
Yes, we did. On this show, we basically threw a party and celebrated
we
the
did.
Release of
Well, Fast
it
came out
Time,
in 2021, I'll tell you that,
it.
And we haven't been that far into 2022.
Well, it's felt like 18 months, I'll tell you what.
No football.
It's been a lot of other movies.
Boys, yeah. I hate to do this. That food truck today, I'm going to poop my pants. I legit am going to have some very explosive diarrhea.
Connor,
I will
you take
back. I will be back in as soon as I
take
can.
Take the reins, Clon.
Take the wireless mic.
I don't know if you want to hear that.
Yeah, I don't know if you
want to
hear that.
Help!
Fucking, what an absolute fucking.
Who wants to take God, that
I had a few too many shrimp po' boys.
And there's some good food out there. Tom Cruise on why he endangers his life for stunts. No one asked Gene Kelly, why do you dance?
It's Fuck very, very solid.
Yeah. Yeah. Point. Makes a good point.
Tom does what Tom does. That's
dancing in the rain is quite dangerous compared to jumping off the Burj Khalifa.
No, but I mean, that's just how he's wired, dude.
And the trailer also shows us the stunt of him going off that cliff with the bike. We saw that, like, I don't know, 6 months ago. And now we saw that in the trailer. Did you guys watch the trailer that got released?
Yes, oh, it's, yeah. it's in the FOD, too.
Oh, okay, yeah. The trailer was unbelievable. Is it next week? Because the trailer
it's somewhere over there.
The trailer is the fucking best. I think this
right there.
This is what I think we should be looking to. And also, since we're on the topic, Maverick is this week. As
Summer
well.
At TC.
Maverick comes out Thursday. You can see it at 3:00. I may
down.
See it Thursday.
I'm down.
Thursday night.
Let's rent a movie theater.
Yeah, Z. Are we getting? I thought we already got that theater.
Unless you can rent the IMAX. I'm seeing this in IMAX.
You can
have to.
3:00, they're going to sell to us for $5.
We definitely cannot go at 3
o'clock. I don't think we can make 3 o'clock.
But at the 7 o'clock one, I'll be there.
The Mission Impossible trailer, though.
Looks so
Tom,
good.
Tom, this is the summer of Tom.
In the two-part, I used to be kind of against like the two-part finale, but I think this is going to, like this part one is going to be so good that it's going to set up the part
He's
two.
Never going to fucking stop either.
Yeah, I don't even know I if this is going to be a finale. This might just be Tom doing what he does. Hey, we need more. We need bigger.
Yeah, I do wonder if he's just going to take the Top Guns and make fucking 8 of them because of how well this one's going to do.
Interesting.
You know? Because I think this Top Gun movie is going to win fucking Best Picture. That's where my expectations are.
I am almost too worried about my expectations going into it.
It's Cruise, though. You're good.
I know. You're right. I mean, the guy is saving the industry one movie at a time.
Yeah, exactly.
He single-handedly yelled at every one of his employees on set.
Was that for this movie?
I don't remember.
I think it was this movie.
I think it was
Mission Impossible. Yeah.
Remember last week we were at, what, 98 reviews or 100 reviews?
Yeah
101.
What were we at? What percentage was it?
I think
97.
Yeah.
160 reviews. 97%.
Yeah.
I mean,
banger.
Best picture material.
We are not going anywhere right now.
No, I'm
juiced.
I'm
so excited.
And when does this come out, actually? The Mission Impossible?
Mission
movie?
Impossible?
Oh, it's next year. Okay.
2023.
Okay, so maybe not the summer of TC, but still the summer of TC.
It's starting off with the summer of TC, at least. And then we got Stranger Things this week, too.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and then next week, I believe we have Peaky Blinders.
Peaky Blinders.
Just
guys.
Something to think about. We got some good stuff on deck.
What did I watch on the plane? Oh, Seinfeld. Nope, never mind. That's
Still good though.
Still slaps.
Season 5 of Seinfeld is just absolute chef's kiss.
I watched something decent recently. Condi. It's called Condi. It's on Hulu.
Condi, baby.
Jessica Biel plays Condi Montgomery.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, woman sounds
in,
dirty.
Woman in Texas in the late 70s, early 80s, who was
not dirty.
Who allegedly murdered her friend with an axe.
Jeez. Oh, it's kind of dirty.
And the whole thing is, was it self-defense? Was it on purpose? Was it kind of maybe both? Interesting little piece. Justin Timberlake's in it.
Oh,
okay.
Who else is it?
Oh, yeah,
Pablo Schreiber.
Oh,
Master Chief.
Oh, yeah. Dude.
Great cast.
Show or movie?
5-part miniseries.
Wow. What's it on?
Hulu.
Pretty good?
Definitely recommend to watch. It's more of a, probably watch it with your lady or your man. I know there are some ladies that listen to this show.
Thank you, some ladies. Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Definitely quick little enjoyable miniseries.
She loves playing these parts.
Yeah, the sinner.
The sinner. Then this, pretty that's all dark. Yeah, that's all I was rooting for.
She's got like a perm in this one, really done up, old school Texas look.
I see that.
It's awesome.
I've seen the commercials for it. It does look very interesting. Speaking of Schreiber, has anybody finished Halo aside from me?
No, yes. I'm not even close.
No, but you guys are all in, huh?
The
last episode, very, very good.
So are we sure it's 9 episodes?
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure. I'll look right now, though.
Because I'd love one more, because the way that ended was so good. Honestly, too, I was out on it probably halfway through, and then you get to a portion of the show where they show you some different, you know, future stuff that they're going to take it to, and I'm all the way back in now, too. I'm past the acting being terrible.
Yeah, 9. It was 9. Yeah.
9 episodes?
Yeah, I think I got to 3, and then I kind of fell off. I didn't push through like you did.
There wasn't enough...
I will, though.
...war scenes. Yeah, you got to keep going. And then the girl from Madrigal, whose whole entire village gets slaughtered.
Yeah.
She has like a much better role by the end, and you understand where they're going with her too.
Yeah.
It's sweet.
But you could go straight to 9, I think.
What?
You can do it. You will miss a lot for next season, but if you just want to watch an amazing fight scene that literally feel like you're in Zanzibar,
No one's going to skip episodes 1 through 8 and just go straight to 9.
People would love it.
Not even Connor would do that.
I wouldn't do that, but to Zito's point, 9 is such a good episode.
Yeah. Well, like, it's good to know there's a payoff then.
Was it good because you knew what happened in 1 through 8?
I'm going to be honest with you. You literally, it feels like you're just playing the campaign at that point. You just turn on episode 9. You're figuring out, like, oh my God, they're looking for something. And then, boom, everything happens right there.
8's a really good episode, too. But, like Zito, I think, is saying if we were to give you a synopsis of 1 through 8.
Okay, and then you watch 9.
And then you watch 9, you wouldn't really miss all that much aside from, like...
It's a bunch of side stories they're trying to do for the next couple seasons.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. It's sick, though. Definitely hop back on the train.
Okay.
Next.
Yes.
Apple's self-driving car could feature VR technology in no windows.
That's good. No sun in there.
That thing would suck.
Did they make it look like a phone? Is this a lie?
Probably.
It's based off of a patent that Apple applied for where there are no... It's all conjecture. It's based off a patent where there are cameras to act as what would be the windows.
That
so sucks. Basically, like, your whole car would be full of, like, backup cameras in your... You know what I mean?
That doesn't make sense.
Why?
Like Lucius Fox's, like, screens.
Why don't they just... Why don't they just have windows? What's the benefit of having no windows?
Windows are so
cameras?
Last century, bro.
It'd just be way more expensive, though.
Things.
Just because,
it feels like
if you think about it, it's literally the Cybertruck, but just a car.
It does look like a giant, shitty USB wireless mouse.
Yeah.
It does.
That would be cool if you use this mouse.
Dude, this thing
shrinks down.
Yeah.
Zed, have you put a down payment down on this yet?
It hasn't came out. And plus, I'm waiting on the Cyber.
Yeah, keep
waiting.
I worry about that Cybertruck. I just don't think I'll ever be in on the self-driving car, to be completely honest with you.
Never. You haven't lived, bro.
I enjoy driving.
Me too. Fucking love driving. And I've been in a self-driving car that has tried to kill me. So
bingo. Like, that one experience is enough for me to say, I'll
forever.
Never. The Telluride almost killed you?
No. I was in a fucking Tesla. And the driver's like, check this out. Self-drive mode. And then fucking 6 seconds later, fucking almost sideswiped a truck and then had to slam on the brakes because it was going to hit another car.
I can't remember when I saw this. It popped up my, like, Instagram Reels thing.
Cigar, I'm out.
And I guess good a long God. Time, like, when the Tesla first came out for, like, the self-driving, mm-hmm. if you have a T-shirt that has a stop sign on it, it would trick the Tesla cars.
Yeah.
So, like, people were just doing that. And it was, like, fucking with cars.
So people were just standing on streets all day, just waiting.
Who has that T-shirt?
A stop sign?
Yeah.
You never had a stop sign shirt?
No, have you?
I had a yield one too.
That one sounds awesome.
Big sign shirt, huh?
Were you waiting for the Chevron one for Christmas? Or what are all the these road signs?
Yeah,
and
I had like the hospital down the street sign. I had. What was the other one?
Hospital down the street. That's
like
what
the
sign was.
Crossing guard?
No.
You would be a fucking.
Why did you have all of these?
Because it's style. It's fashion, bro.
Wouldn't get it.
Idiot.
Hospital down the street.
What does the hospital down the street sign look
blue
like?
H.
The big blue H?
Okay. Yeah. That's what it is. I thought it just said, you know. I thought it just stood for hospital. I didn't know
that is
hospital
universally
down
known as hospital down the street.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's close.
So
what was another one I had? I can't remember. What's another good important
miles
sign?
Miles per hour.
No, that would have been a good one, though. We should make that.
Speed limit.
25.
Speed limit shirt.
What speed limit should we make?
69.
Hell yeah. Next. Self-driving cars, don't do it. A new Daredevil series is moving forward at Disney Plus with Matt Corman and Chris Ord attached to write and executive produce. Didn't they have Daredevil in the last Spider-Man movie?
Yeah, he caught the fuck.
Yeah.
He's the lawyer.
He was actually kind of cool in it. That's because fucking Fuggy Nelson wasn't
around. Oh, come on.
Well, get ready, because it sounds like he'll be back.
Is he Matt Corman or Chris Ord?
No, I think those are just the writer and producer and whatnot.
I thought Affleck was Daredevil.
No. He was
poopy. He was a good Daredevil, though.
No, he stunk.
Come on.
So they're just making, they're introducing Daredevil.
Wait, so you've never seen the...
No, the Netflix one.
Netflix show.
No, I've never seen a Netflix show.
It's actually pretty good until they introduce Foggy Nelson, which is his best friend, and also the worst female character maybe of all time.
Oh, why are you doing this,
she
dude?
Did stink in that show. Karen?
I think she dies in the January show. Or
it was the second best of those Netflix
Jessica
Marvel
Jones.
Shows.
Yeah, Punisher and all those.
Punisher. Yeah, so it was Punisher. It was this. It was Jennifer Jones.
Luke Cage.
Yep, Luke Cage.
Yeah, Daredevil and Punisher were the best ones.
I mean, I'm in on
Daredevil. It was, if you actually wanted to watch the original, it was pretty good.
I'm in on Daredevil. Is this how they're introducing new superheroes now?
And you know like who the bad guy, and I don't want to spoil it, but the bad guy in Daredevil, I believe, is also the bad guy.
Kingpin, yeah.
A bad guy.
Remember when I said
Hawkeye?
Remember when I said no spoilers, and then you two just yelled it from the back room?
Well, Bill appeared in his cloud of smoke.
No, but Kingpin just showed himself at the end of one of the movies.
Hawkeye.
It's Hawkeye.
Shows 6 to 8 years old at this point, Tony. I think you could probably say who the bad guy in Daredevil is.
Connor was just about to watch it.
Yeah. No, he wouldn't watch this.
I probably wasn't, but. I'm not a fan of spoilers.
But no, I think what you were saying before, you have to do these because it's so much easier to like do a TV show than a whole movie, right?
Yeah, I mean, Shang-Chi was pretty
Shang-Chi was very
successful.
Good.
And they
I still need
to
watch Strange.
Yeah, Strange is awesome. I was a massive fan.
Was Shang-Chi connected to anything?
Solo?
It will be,
at the end, yeah.
Yeah, Wong comes through.
Wait, have you not seen it?
Yeah, I've seen it. Aquafina was really good in it.
Well.
She was fairly funny.
She was all right. It was a great movie, though. Yeah. At the end, they have Wong come through and grab him. I thought he might make an appearance in
Strange.
The appearance at the end of Strange is also awesome. Great.
I gotta watch
I'm excited to watch that.
Great new character. Honestly, at all the latest ones, aside from Shang-Chi, at the end of the credits, there's new superheroes or villains.
Okay.
Like Eternals, there were two.
Harry Styles.
And... whatever his name, Jon Snow.
This guy just lives.
Yeah. And then, I mean, that movie came out a long, long time
ago. I could say it.
And then at the end of Strange, there's a sweet new one.
Guess it.
No, see, I thought everyone knew that there already was a Daredevil.
I knew there was
not
one.
Not Ben Affleck.
But they show, I knew the show, I just never watched it because I just figured it was shit. No. But the
So in Spider-Man, when he fucking caught the brick or whatever, you're like, who's this guy?
Yeah, well, I knew it was Daredevil because I know of Daredevil.
Okay.
But, like, that was the first time we ever see him in the Marvel stuff, like, in the movies.
Matt Murdock is a staple. Yeah.
I'm in on Murdoch.
Yeah, Murdoch's pretty cool, but his partner
Foggy
stinks.
Okay. So this is the first time I have heard of this Daredevil character. What is this dude's superpower? How the fuck does this guy have a superpower?
He's blind,
he's
dude.
He's
blind, but he's a really good fighter. And
he's like
sonar. He's basically Batman, but just the supersonic.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
It's just like a blind Batman.
It's like how Captain Marvel is Superman.
And like not rich. He's a lawyer.
Yeah. He's a beast.
He helps. He helps.
Doesn't charge
the,
much. He does a lot pro bono.
Yeah.
Bingo.
Good guy.
Next. Jersey Shore stars revolt against MTV's planned reboot with a new cast.
New cast?
No,
you like
we
that?
Gave
the
our
fuck?
All. Jersey Shore
Mitt's gonna
is dead.
No, this is fucking bullshit. They all posted the same. This is why they all fucking posted the same message. Dude.
Saying
this
goodbye.
Is actually can I so take
all
sad.
The
dogs? Got a regular Daredevil over here piecing it together.
What did they all post?
They all posted a notes section screenshot that was like, we're not going anywhere. Like, this show, like, the show's going to be still, like, Jersey Shore. We are, like, still a family.
No, dude, it's time to move on. We're getting a new fucking cast.
Yeah.
Fuck that. What the fuck? Family Reunion was so good. They were on a roll.
Was that
right
the one
now.
You cried at?
Yeah, dude. They're all fucking doing great in their lives. Snooki has a spinoff. Like,
if they go back to the show, like, literally, Mike, if he gets arrested one more time, he's in jail forever.
Yeah.
He's
Mike
in jail
is,
for a long time.
Mike is big time on probation still. Mike's changed his life completely, though. Just had a kid.
And Vinny's making so much. Not Vinny. Who's the other
Paulie.
One? Paulie. Yeah, Paulie's making so much money on DJing.
Situation
DJ.
Was throwing fucking bags on the weekend on fucking ESPN.
What?
Throwing bags.
Yeah.
Oh,
was he
on
I was dying laughing at that. Vinny.
How is he? How's he look?
He looked great. He looked fucking fit. He looks like he's still on roids. Vinny is doing Chippendales dancing in fucking Vegas right now, which is absolutely hilarious.
He doesn't age.
I love the Jersey Shore.
I
know. No, Vinny does not age.
Are you
going to
watch the
18.
New cast one?
Dude, it's so hard. I mean, I am so invested in.
How can they recreate Snooks?
Yeah.
They cannot.
What happens if you like the new cast more?
That's
though,
what I mean.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm definitely going to watch the new one. I mean, love all these people. But I thought the Jersey Shore was just going to be a continue, like the real world.
Yeah, like that's what I was just about to
say. And there were just going
to
be new people every single season. I think that this has a ton of potential, man. I don't know if I'd call you be out on it just yet.
I don't know. They've already done this though. They did the Flora Bama Shore. I didn't like any of the.
But that wasn't the show.
It wasn't Jersey Shore though. It wasn't like the. It was a different show, you know.
Yeah, but it's like the same. It's still the same thing. Like they've already done Siesta Key. Like they keep adding in these same.
Yeah, but not
the
Jersey,
same context.
Bro.
Yeah, but yeah, it's not like Italian people like this cast
eating fucking pasta
in
fucking
Jersey,
yelling at each other,
working at the T-shirt shop.
At?
Yeah, GTL. Come on.
Fucking work out!
Sounds like Z is fired up.
I'm going to watch it.
I definitely am. I also assume that some of them will probably make a couple appearances on it.
Yeah, for sure.
No, I don't think they will.
It'll be Snooki Night.
Like they are fucking pissed.
I will tell you, there is no way Sammy Sweetheart is going to be on it. She's the only one that hasn't been on any of the family reunions.
It would be nice to have, like, a young 20s cast again that, like, can go out and fucking party.
Rip it.
Except for, instead of, like, the 50-year-old cast.
Exactly.
That's they all have kids. You're right. They do. They all have kids. Yeah. They don't do anything fun. They just kind of argue. It is. It's played out.
All right. Same page then. Next.
Sounds like RHONJ.
Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Yeah. Oh.
That'd be sick.
Good program.
The run times
Jesus
for
Christ.
Some of the episodes of Stranger Things season 4 are
Let
here.
It be long.
Episode 7 is 1 hour 38 minutes. Episode 8 is 1 hour 25 minutes. Episode 9 is 2 hours and 30 minutes.
These are movies.
The motion picture, baby.
The first 7 episodes hit Netflix on May 27th. I assume
that's a couple days.
The first 6 are they're the first 6 episodes are not as long.
First probably. 6 are what? 22 minutes a piece?
Probably an hour a piece.
Yeah, it's a normal hour.
And they're probably just doing part 2 as 2 episodes, 8 and 9, and they're, 4 hours long in total.
We did the same thing for Game of Thrones.
Yeah,
we got
right.
pissed off that they gave us short episodes.
No, I'm in
no,
on
no.
this.
I'm not against it. I my Jesus Christ was like, holy shit.
Okay.
Like, that's...
It's going to be Diesel.
No. Thrones gave longer episodes, but shorter seasons.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Like, the last season was... They were
I also thought we were mad that they weren't long enough. They like they should have been longer.
I think that's just everyone really liked it. When
yeah,
they
I always want
it.
Longer episodes.
And that's a show.
A lot of filler in those episodes, too.
Yeah, a lot of traveling. Yeah, after the...
On the King's Road.
Uh-huh. After the battle, too, with the fucking
Army of the Dead?
Yeah, it was pretty
But cool. No, like you... You're really going to have to fucking sit down to binge this. If you want to.
2.5 hours might take me like a week to get through. See, I think... Shitting you.
That's a one-nighter.
Yeah, I think
two
by
and
the time...
A half,
dude. See, I haven't been able to... I've been trying to watch Batman and...
Be careful.
Oh, we're going to the upside down. The wife and I sit down and we see the runtime every night. And I'm like, gee, I can't do it tonight. Don't want to do it tonight.
I think, because think about it, right? If the first seven are May 27th, the last two are probably end of June, and that's kind of when sports are really dead. So you'll be able to set it up for
good awareness on Netflix, though.
Movie night.
Tell you what,
yeah,
I did actually watch a movie, was it yesterday? Last night? 2 nights ago?
Come on.
I watched the Wahlberg and the...
Oh, Priest?
Nope.
Father Stew.
Is that out?
Tom Holland.
And Tom
Father
Holland.
Stew out.
Oh, how'd you like it?
Uncharted.
I don't think Father Stew's out yet.
Uncharted.
Who's watched Father Stew?
Fuck!
I'll say it wasn't bad.
Yeah, it was a good video game movie.
It got
terrible. I know it did. No, but it got good audience reviews.
Yeah.
Really?
Critics didn't like it. It got good audience reviews.
If you never played the video game, you wouldn't understand the movie at all.
You wouldn't get it, dude.
Okay, so I've never played the video game, and I understood the movie quite well.
You're a PlayStation guy, you've never played that game.
They're just looking for a treasure the entire time.
You've never played Uncharted, and you're a PlayStation guy?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
I think it was past... I think I was too old by that time.
Little at the
I think I was in college, and I switched to Xbox then.
Yeah.
Halo 3.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck yeah.
But no, it was good. It kept your attention the whole time.
Okay.
I mean, there were some witty lines, you know, like...
Okay.
I mean, the storyline wasn't, like, complex or anything like that.
Is Zendaya in it?
No.
I'm out.
Yeah, I gotta be in it.
The female is... I can't remember who it is, but...
Jarvis pulled up.
This but it worked. Good. Yeah.
Yeah. I'd recommend it. Tell you what, it was better than Death Home, though.
Oh, something to not fucking watch on Netflix, actually. The
shut
new
up.
Lincoln Lawyer.
Shut
I tried
shut
to
up.
Watch
yeah.
it.
Shut up.
Zito,
shut
gets
up.
It. Zito
shut
gets
up.
It. Zito, look at the FUD.
I know. I saw it.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God.
I'm all in.
Dude,
I finished the whole thing.
This is the fucking thing.
Well, how far did you get? How far did you get?
Like, literally, like 15 minutes into the first
episode.
Yeah, that's
what you gotta,
like,
you gotta get past.
So fucking corny.
You gotta get past so he, his, you can't figure out what his accent is. And you're like, what the fuck is he, what's happening right now? You find out he's a Puerto Rican man. His name is Miguel. So
I cannot believe you right now.
Okay, you're selling me pretty good now.
No. So yeah, 30, 40 minutes. It has Miggy. The ultimate cliffhanger. Ultimate spin. I will tell you right now, you would never guess who the person is or what throughout the whole show.
Yeah,
Ryan Phillippe in it?
No.
Oh, that's a tough one. It's also tough because there's no chance I'm going to watch it when Stranger
Things
comes out in 2 days.
No Matthew McConaughey
either.
Yeah,
no Matthew McConaughey. That was like a downer for me.
Yeah, you're expecting
absolutely
a Matthew
amazing storyline, and I was absolutely locked in.
You guys thought
McConaughey
was
absolutely locked in the whole
so
fucking time.
It is so boring. I don't know.
You got 15 minutes in.
Yeah, I got 15 minutes in, and then I turned back on Batman.
Boys,
the HBO
this type
version.
Of show is never going to work, just like when you tried to go from Shooter the movie to Shooter the TV show.
I'm telling you, they did it. They figured it out.
Shooter the TV show, 10 times better than this.
You got to get to the part where he gets the other people's
get
cases.
Get to fucking Miggy, dude.
Yes.
Dude, that, I cannot. I hated that.
Yeah.
I cannot. I'm upset that you
like I'd like
this.
You both to
you
keep
like
watching,
this?
And I'd like you both to keep reporting back.
I already finished the whole thing.
We may need
I could spin it. I could tell the whole thing.
It does feel like a lad show.
This may be
you might have to try this.
I'll take one for the team. I'll fire it up tonight.
Absolutely. Just get past.
They make some stupid, really corny, like, some really bad, corny sexual joke at the beginning of, like, the first episode. I was like, okay, I'm done.
What was it?
I don't know. Something like, did he, like, look down at his ween or something? I don't even remember. I mean, it was dumber than shit.
Pretty much all this show is, so.
Yeah.
True.
Look down on his ween or something.
I don't remember that part.
Dude, I just remember it was so corny, and I was like, what the fuck? And then I was expecting Matthew McConaughey. I was expecting good shit. No, not a chance.
I thought it was a female lead.
No.
That's Miggy.
One of his two ex-wives.
Is Miggy the lead?
Yes.
Miggy. Okay, go.
Basically, a lawyer dies.
Miggy Sands.
Are you telling us what it happened?
Can we just tell
I fucking watch
no,
it? Let's
no,
go.
No, I'll just spoil it.
No, I'm not watching.
Watch. I'm watching this dog shit.
What is your problem?
I love spoiling.
What's next? Before we can spoil it.
Nev Campbell's
in it? Oh, Don Gorski?
Here we go.
Oh, yes!
Don Gorski has eaten a Big Mac from McDonald's every day for the last 50 years. He's eaten 32,340 Big Macs.
Yeah, Don Gorski is a local legend in, I think, Don Folk, Wisconsin.
Okay.
He literally, he got his driver's license for the first time, drove to McDonald's. They debuted the Big Mac on the first day he got in there, ordered it, never stopped ordering it. Three Big Macs a day.
Three a day?
What?
Yeah, and he's a healthy as a whistle. We talked to the doctor. He was actually also in Super Size Me. I didn't know that.
Who is okay. We talked to the doctor? You called
Zito's
the doctor?
Been trying to get a hold of this guy all week.
I've been talking to his son to get him on the show.
Oh, nice.
He's eating three Big Macs every day for 50 years.
Yeah, look at 32,340.
That's not 365 times 50?
I don't know, actually. That's a good question. Is it? I'm not good at math.
I just think if he was eating three Big Macs every day for 50 years, he's
so,
definitely
dead. It's weird because he basically, he's good.
Thriving, it sounds like.
Yeah, and it's I can see that.
And he like has his grandchildren in it too.
I'll be like, you're right though, Connor. Like a lot of people are not built for this. It sounds like Donnie Gorski is built different, and this is right in his wheelhouse. So you got a name,
Don
like
Gorski.
Don Gorski.
Don Gorski doesn't eat the French fries. Don Gorski just eats the Big Macs. So he says he cuts out like the. He's like, why do I eat the fries?
Don Gorski.
Does he drink the Coke?
He doesn't eat the fries?
No, Don Gorski does not eat the fries.
Why?
And so
does
with,
he drink the Coke or
does
Sprite?
He wash it down with? Yeah.
I don't know. Mm. I don't know. But the other thing that Don Gorski was saying was, what was it? He went to the doctor and his wife like went with them. They brought the cameras, blah, blah, blah. Healthy, very healthy.
No high blood pressure?
No high blood pressure. Good.
What's he weigh?
What's this guy's name?
He's very skinny.
He doesn't look that fat from the...
No, yeah, he's skinny. He has long hair, too.
Does he work out a lot?
Oh, yeah, normal, like walks around. But with the gas prices, with Don Gorski, he would order 10 Big Macs on a Monday and then eat them like throughout the week.
Cheeseburger Gorski?
He pulls the cheeseburger
this
Bruce
is the
move.
Guy.
He was like, yeah, my the gas price is too high, so I gotta start buying my money.
Cheeseburger Gorski.
Why don't we have this guy and Bruce sit down? And
trust me, I
talk shop. Fucking meeting of the mind.
Something tells me too. If you watch this video, they probably have the same fucking jeans on.
1,000%. See, that math makes sense because it was between one to two a day, so 10 a week. Is probably what he was doing.
No, yeah, it's so, and then like it blows my mind because I don't think he eats anything
what, Bruce?
Else. Oh, Bruce Gorski?
What's up, Gorski, dude?
Bruce Gorski.
Who is this guy?
You know
this guy.
Is.
Yeah, this guy's a legend, dude.
Gorski.
Bruce looks up Don Gorski.
Oh yeah,
Bruce's fucking
this guy's
idol.
A beast. Yeah, he keeps every box, every receipt.
Yeah.
Seems a bit redundant.
You know what?
He's doing hermit boxes.
He keeps them all in his fucking basement.
What
dude?
Do you mean he keeps the boxes?
He has every single. He has 32,000 boxes in his house.
That house has to smell like shit.
So bad.
Oh no, you can't tell me a Big Mac smells bad.
Yeah, it does. Smells
after
amazing.
After 50
so
years,
fun.
It might.
He's probably got Big Mac cologne that he sprays in the air.
Hell yeah.
He just eats the burger, so there's just like bread and shit in these boxes downstairs.
No, he eats it all. Yeah, he doesn't eat the fries.
No ketchup ever drips out, and so there's not just ketchup sitting downstairs?
No, there's no ketchup on a Big
Secret
Mac.
Sauce, you know what I meant.
No, yeah. Oh, no, Don Gorski cleans the box. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
Fucking licks the box.
He folds it up, so it's kind of
flat.
Like a filing cabinet.
Like a
flapjack. Yeah.
This is, like, legit. This is actually your idol. You know shit about this guy.
Oh, no, this guy's a legend.
You got to be careful, Don.
He was in Super Size Me.
One wrong spark, ash from a cig, or a fucking cigar. That
place
is
going to go up like a fucking
going up quick.
Peach tree.
Look at that guy, dude.
Don Gorski.
Looks like John Lennon.
Yeah, he does.
Is this where John Lennon went?
If John Lennon accidentally ate fucking
this guy's
why are his ugly fucking
McDonald's?
Feet
nope,
on top
not
of
McDonald's?
Why was he wearing the fucking McDonald's shirt?
They gave
it
to him.
He works at McDonald's.
No, he doesn't.
No, he doesn't.
Show me his jeans.
How does McDonald's not pay this dude?
That's his wife. That's Barry Gorski.
Jesus Christ.
And that's Don.
Good for Don.
He can tell you about all about inflation from the rising price of the Big Mac him over and, the years.
Him and fucking.
Look at Don Gorski.
Was that a marathon, or is that that's how many burgers you get?
No, that's a marathon.
Him and what's his name go to St. Barber.
Who's that?
Owner of the Raiders.
Oh, Mark Davis.
I have some respect for Gorski, dude.
And Mark.
Holy shit.
Here we go.
79 baby elephants.
This man has eaten 79 baby elephants.
That Don Gorski.
10 and a half full grown cows.
Hold on. Ty's just limping back in here after taking a big Don Gorski himself.
I was worried, man.
I ate 30,000 Big Macs.
That was 20,000 ago.
Fucking hey, way to battle.
What the fuck?
You want me to start up again with Don Gorski?
I heard you yelling about Don Gorski in here. Oh, man, that was one of the more foul-smelling nukes I've dropped in quite some time. I'm hurting.
I bet it doesn't smell as bad as Don Gorski's basement.
No.
Or his bathroom. That thing's sick.
That thing is sick.
Yeah, I want that.
And then, like, on his
wall.
Oh,
this is what he has? Like,
no,
saved?
So this is, like, just every single one on his wall. But then he has, like, legit containers with just the boxes, like, flattened out.
Yeah. This is disgusting.
What does this guy do for a day job?
Probably just eats Big Macs. That's
Don
Gorski.
Looks like he was wearing some sort of a security uniform.
He had the lieutenant stripes from what I saw. On
is he a cop?
Fucking Sergeant Cheese, Sergeant Big Mac. Dude, look at me.
What a legend.
They gave him the Medal of Honor.
Oh, there you go. He does sling some cokes there. Look at that.
See, would you pay to go watch this guy eat a Big Mac?
Yes. Trust me, I'm talking to his son right now, and I'm trying to get him out of the house.
All
right,
well, we'll see if SeatGeek can help you watch fucking Gorski eat some Big Macs. Today's show is sponsored by the best ticket app on Earth, on the moon.
Hell yeah.
SeatGeek, this is your weekly reminder that listeners of this show get 10% off at the link in our description. We're getting close to the NBA Finals, NHL playoffs are in full swing. Baseball, tickets, concerts, everything. Get your tickets at SeatGeek. Their seating chart will make sure you're getting the best value possible every single time. Just remember to hit the link in the description next time you buy some tickets.
Hell yeah.
If anyone sees Don Gorski, let me know.
Yep.
Salute that.
That's how he keeps the boxes, by the way. I found it.
Okay. He keeps the old like box.
Can't even look at him. Kind of sweet, though. All right, next.
This guy's a weirdo.
No.
What?
No. Don Gorski.
Deacon Blues tweeted, breaking news. Today I used a piece of wood that I kept in my garage since 2006 in case I might need it. Why is this in here?
It was in the FOD.
I love when things like this happen. When, you know, something just works out exactly as you anticipated 15 years ago.
This tweet is massive.
So you wouldn't understand because you don't have a garage currently.
I'll take a picture when I get home.
Yeah. I have multiple pieces of wood in the corner of my garage that I'm just waiting. Mm-hmm. Just waiting for when the day comes or I need to patch something up or repair something. Oh, I got the wood right
here. You know how expensive wood is, too?
Higher prices are
expensive. I was pumped. It happened to me probably a month and a half ago.
Yeah.
My fence settled over the winter, so it started leaning a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I went to the garage and I fucking got some wood and I fucking made a makeshift fucking brace.
Mm-hmm. Tree brace.
That's until what a cowboy does. They repair their fences.
Until I could fix it more properly. But tell you what, I was pretty pumped that I had that wood in my fucking garage.
Fuck yeah.
Did he tell us what he made or what he used it for?
No.
You don't even know. You don't gotta know.
You don't have to know.
Nope. Yeah, you just know.
There's one thing that you need to know and you don't.
He's got 20,000 retweets, basically.
Because there's 20,000 people that have wood in their garage right now.
Okay. Yep.
So this is a very common homeowner thing.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I want you to go home in your apartment, get a piece of wood, and just keep it inside the house.
In case you need it.
Or inside the apartment.
Smart.
I'll never need it.
I'm gonna order you one right now, just in case.
Never need it.
Oh, just
doesn't
wait.
Matter.
Foxy just texted and said that he has it even.
Yeah.
What did you say?
He's a homeowner.
He is a homeowner.
Yeah. Maybe I'll, 15 years from now, I'll understand.
Yeah.
You will. I think you will.
One day. Next.
You'll have a cool house. You'll have a shag carpet.
Yeah, you're going to have a sweet house.
I might
house.
Never have a house. I don't know what to say. This guy who works for
this
the Caddo Parish Sheriff's Office has the haircut of an absolute weapon.
This is the greatest cut of all time.
There were multiple pics in the thread, too, of him in different circumstances with the same cut. Yeah, oh yeah.
So this is real.
This is awesome.
Kind of looks listening. Like that Simpsons Good character, right?
There it is.
What were you going to say?
Fucking Ralph Wiggins?
I didn't know his name.
Wiggum?
Ralph Wiggins.
Ralph Wiggum.
That's the worst haircut in the history of hair.
Are you kidding me?
It looks like he has 85 spider legs. He's kind of going from the top of his head, probably to halfway up his forehead.
Imagine this guy giving you a job to do.
Someone said he had a barcode scanner.
Yeah. Yeah, there it is. That's exactly what it looks like.
I mean, imagine that guy fucking trying to give you a ticket.
Nah, come on. You're fucking around.
No. Look at your hair. Can't do it.
You're not a real person, are you?
But that's product in there too, right? That's not just.
Oh yeah, no, he set it. Probably takes him 18 hours to do his hair.
I'm being honest. I think he probably, because I did this too for a beer pong table in college, put all of his hair down and laid an epoxy down, so that it protects it for going forward. That's what I assume.
I mean, could you imagine him getting a sunburn with this hair too?
Oh god,
lines on his head. Be vicious.
This guy
sucks.
Yeah, shout out to this guy.
Is he sergeant? Is he the fucking police chief?
Looks like he's up there. And I assume he could probably not work at a sheriff's office if he wasn't head honcho, because he'd just get eviscerated.
They should cast this guy to play the next Jim Gordon.
They that should.
I need Batman. Here's my hair.
Hell yeah. All right, next.
Oh, he did
that.
Yep.
Mitt Moj's lawn. Couple shocked when dead cat comes back home after being buried. Why does this keep happening?
I don't know. What the fuck?
This just happened to that human who was in a coffin. And
but then that person died like right after.
Yeah. Cats do it all the time.
Yeah, they have 7 lives. They forgot that.
I thought they had 9 lives.
It was 9.
Yeah, I don't know.
They have multiple lives.
This happens to Bill every night because his cats crawl inside of his mouth and shit, and he fucking
really,
yeah. That's what I heard.
Bruce, round 2. I'm gonna need you to come back in here.
Bruce, I didn't know that. Bill, you got hairballs, Bill.
What did Bruce say, or Bill say? That he's up to like 12 cats.
Yeah, I think he had kittens.
I think he has 7 cats.
7?
Is he back there?
I believe it was 7.
Bill.
Guess not.
I don't see him.
Yeah, I don't see any smoke billowing yet.
Yeah. 7 cats is too many cats.
Two cats is too many cats.
1 cat is too many cats.
Yes. Exactly. I could have one. I like cats. Yeah.
I don't have one, but I've had them in the past.
You technically have a cat right now. There's an outdoor cat that lives in front of your house.
No.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
They do roam the neighborhood. They are not mine, though. I didn't just take it on the street like you guys did with that scumbag pup cat.
I keep putting cat treats in front of your house. Found
us. Those ghost kids still driving around your house?
I haven't seen the ghost kids in a while, thankfully.
Okay.
Thankfully.
Probably went to haunt a different neighborhood.
I think once Zeke cleaned up his yard.
They didn't have a spooky yard to hide in.
Oh, here he is.
Atta boy, Bruce. Next.
Oh, there we go.
Perfect. End
of an era. NYC just removed the last working payphone booth in the entire city from Times Square.
Has anyone in this room used a payphone?
All the time.
I have.
Last time I was in New York City and I saw a payphone, I saw a man jacking off inside of it. So I'm pretty okay with them.
That's awesome. I saw that.
Yeah. Well, you were there. Yeah. I'm pretty okay with them pulling this out of there.
See, in I think it was 7th or 8th grade, I didn't have a cell phone yet. And there was a payphone right outside of our junior high.
Yeah.
So I would use it, call collect to have my parents come pick me up when I was done with practice or whatever.
Oh, you didn't know the trick?
Well, yeah, I would call it, you know, yeah.
That particular payphone in junior high, there was a trick. I forget what it was, but you could...
Oh, a coin and a string, and you pull it back
kind
out?
Kind of. It was some setup like that where you could use it to make calls.
I can't remember a trick.
There was a trick.
But I used it every day. I'd be shocked if I didn't learn of the trick.
Yeah,
I think you could like call like a star number and then hang up and then call right away.
Star 9?
No, your name. Because you have to say who your name is.
Yeah, it's coming back.
That's the collect trick. That's the collect trick. This one, there was a certain sequence that you could push and you would get your coin back and the call would go through.
Maybe I do remember that.
Damn. Yeah.
But no, but that was probably the last time that I have used the payphone.
How long, do you think these payphones have just been sitting there? 5 years?
No one uses them.
This is just the last working one. Like Nick said, there's a bunch of ones that are still there, just not operational. They were just used to jerk off in.
I assume they were just
not really that big of a deal.
Just used for drug deals at this point?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, meet me like, in the phone booth. Your dope will be in there. Your heroin.
Or no, or like using the payphone so that they can't track it back to
you. Oh.
No, like they can track you to your payphone. Well,
no, yeah, the they can, phone but booth. They would have to match up the security tape, too. It's a much, yeah, it's a process.
The way you do it, though, you have a friend in another payphone. You call that payphone.
Correct.
And then they call another payphone, and then make the phone call. So it's like, where the fuck is this call coming from?
Correct.
Oh, so you can connect them.
Yeah. You ever see The Wire?
Yeah.
No, you haven't.
Yeah, I have. I saw the first five episodes.
Oh, are you still watching We Own the City?
Yes.
Yes.
Very good last episode.
Okay.
Yeah, I heard it does deliver. Does it end with the Freddie Gray kid?
They are currently doing that right now. Yeah, it bounces around.
Okay. Now we're talking. All right, next. Man who underwent world's first double arm transplant can hug his grandchildren again.
That's
this is a feel good story we're talking about. That's awesome. We're hearing about these people being buried and dying. This is sweet.
Way to go, Felix.
I didn't know you could do this.
I was going to say, this is good to know that this is even possible.
His arms was amputated after getting electrocuted.
In 1998.
What, did he grab onto a fence at Jurassic Park?
He was in Iceland. So he might have.
I mean, that's probably a pretty plausible explanation.
What was his name, Timmy?
Timmy, yeah, well, fucking Timmy was too big of a bitch to fucking get down from the fence, so he fucking suffered what he deserved.
Jeez. Oh, he's from France. He's 49.
I don't like that kid, okay?
This guy was like 28.
I didn't really like the girl either, his sister. They were eating Jell-O like a bunch of losers, okay?
He has had arms for 20 years.
You haven't eaten in fucking plus. 48 hours, and the first thing you do is sit down and have a plate of Jell-O. Fuck those kids, dude. Those Jurassic Park guy.
Listen, it's nice that he can hug his family again, and we all know what this man did as soon as he got his arms back.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely obliterated his
greased up pole.
Although, does he have a wife because he has grandkids, or did she leave him?
I don't know.
That'd be fucked up.
Imagine like a nice fleshlight extension you could just saw something.
Oh, you're talking...
Jesus Christ, Bruce.
Take it easy.
Bruce.
That's why we don't invite you in here, you scumbag. Have some coos.
Bombs. Jesus. Look out, everybody. Bruce bombs.
What a weird
and also, I didn't get to read this one.
Okay. But we didn't... Jesus.
They got like nerve technology?
I guess, yeah. That's why I was like, what Nick said. I was pretty shocked to even know that this
Bruce,
is possible.
Bruce, we don't read the article.
I thought it was strictly prosthetics. It's good to know that we can't get working arms reattached.
Yeah,
that's pretty sweet.
No, it's cool.
It's a game changer.
It's good to know.
All right, next.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, here we go. Good the trailer. Love in the Thor Love and Thunder trailer released good yesterday. Trailer. Great trailer. The villain is fucking Christian Bale, baby.
He looks awesome.
He looks sick. I'm pumped about this. And also Natalie Portman's in it.
And Korg.
And Korg.
It looks like there's a lot of Korg in this one.
Yeah. Tell you what, I am very pumped for it because I've lost the accent quite a bit over the few years. So I'm going to need to hear it.
Was he narrating the last one?
Korg?
I thought it was like, maybe he was just talking a little bit. I thought he was narrating.
He was narrating.
I should have, by the way.
He was narrating the trailer.
He was, right?
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
He's telling a story to the kids about Thor.
Yeah.
I assume that's either the ending or the beginning.
Hopefully the beginning. I hope we fucking kick this thing off with Korg.
Yeah. I think he is going to be like with them the entire time either way.
Yeah. Let's hope so.
And Thor gets you fucking yoked in
it. My favorite
again.
Character.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he is.
I think that's my favorite thing yoked. About Taika Waititi, who directs these, is he's not afraid to put himself in the movie and a lot of himself.
That's fine.
And he is funny.
Yeah. Oh, that's the guy who created or the writer?
He's the director.
Director, yeah. Oh,
that's hilarious.
Same guy who did Jojo Rabbit.
Yes.
Hilarious.
Who played
Hitler. Yeah, he's the voice of Korg as well. Yeah.
That's really cool.
Beast.
And he was the bad guy in
In
the video game,
in the movie with Ryan Reynolds.
Yes,
come on.
Video game, Ryan Reynolds. Nice guy. Free guy.
Nice guy.
Good guy.
He was the nice guy in there.
Good guy.
Yeah, he was the worst.
What?
Yeah, we got some good movies coming out here.
Yeah.
We have a good little slate. All right, next, including Stranger Things. Oh, here's another one.
Dude, this fucking trailer looks sweet.
So good. Russo Brothers. It's called The Gray Man. It's Ryan Gosling and Chris Evans. They're going
and?
At it. And Anna de Armas.
Who's
team Ryan Gosling. And then Chris Evans has his own team, and they're basically just fucking hunting each other down.
Billy Bob. If you haven't seen the trailer, it looks good.
Sweet mustaches.
Great mustaches.
Chris Evans has a sweet mustache.
So this is back-to-back weeks here then, right? Gray Man is 1 week, and then the week after is Love and Thunder?
Is it?
No. Or the week before? I thought Love and Thunder was July.
I think it's early July, yeah. I think you're right.
Damn.
So but I feel like it's been a while, though, that Netflix has had like a good movie come out where I'm like pumped about that.
Yeah, definitely. Like, because the Ryan Reynolds ones and that kid, that wasn't like one I was juiced about. It was a good movie.
It was
movie.
Good, though.
Yeah, the Adam Project.
Oh, yeah, so that was good. The last one, yeah.
There it is. And I haven't continued the Wamsgams movie about the spies.
Mincemeat? Oh,
there's a Wamsgams?
Yeah, something like that.
There's a Wamsgams?
Operation Mincemeat?
Yeah, I think that's what it is. That. Yeah. We talked about it last week. It's him and
Wamsgams and Colin Firth.
Colin Firth.
Okay.
Oh, butt eater.
Has the staircase continued to be good? Yeah.
Yeah, I think yeah. I think there's one more. No, I don't know how many episodes is there. It? I don't know how many there are. I'm through like six, I think.
Oh, so
that's the most recent.
Yeah, right, I'm all caught up, so I don't know what the total is. Oh, it feels like it's getting close to near the yeah.
What day is Thursday?
Just like Winning Time.
Thursday, yeah. I finished Winning Time. That was good.
Yeah,
enjoyed that.
I got to get back on that. Too. After the Garden episode, I just kind of stopped watching, fortunately. But got more good movies coming. All right, next. Dolphins recognize their friends by tasting their piss.
Three more episodes.
Scientists find in wild experiment. That's nine episodes of The Staircase, but dolphins are fucking ripping it up and smelling piss.
I was hoping Bill was going to come in and tell us what this is like.
Yeah, because that's how he recognizes his cats, right?
Correct. This little squirt
knows which one's which.
Yeah. Just kind of like dips his finger in it.
Oh, mittens, come on.
Not again.
You try milking my cats?
My brain can't wrap around how they do this experiment.
See, it doesn't make sense to me because I thought dolphins were genius.
But like, yeah, the dolphins talk to him after, like, hey, my friend just pissed. I
but
fucking
they swim
tasted
in the
it.
Water.
That's
so
swabbing
their
that's
mouths.
Benny.
It's like a tiger thing, like marking your territory and shit.
Your mic is
no,
muted.
No, it's not.
No, that's like that's like dogs when they walk around.
Cloak.
When they walk around neighborhoods, that's probably how it works.
Yeah, that's similar though. It shows some kind of like
yeah, taste. Right. It's interesting. I thought they could communicate with their fucking brains and sonar
dolphins?
Or whatever.
They are super intelligent. Yeah. This is kind of concerning.
It's
like,
very
hey, you
weird.
Guys are supposed to be smart. While you just pissing in each other's noses?
Dogs are smart. They use the piss.
They're smart, but dolphins are allegedly smarter than humans.
See, I'm pretty sure my dog could recognize the other dog by not tasting its piss just by looking at it. I expect the dolphins just to be able to look at each other. Like Echo did.
Yes.
Maybe it's, you know, when they're a few clicks at, haven't seen their buddy,
okay.
But they just taste the piss in the water.
And then they can find them by following the trail of the piss.
How many knots can a dolphin go?
How do they get going?
200, I think.
200 knots?
Yeah, they move.
I don't know.
Pretty quick, agile creatures.
200's a pretty fast knot.
Yeah, but they go fast.
They move.
They got the Gulf Stream.
I don't know how long a nautical mile is.
How long is a nautical mile?
But just going 200 of them in an hour is fucking.
Okay, so a couple things about dolphins that we know. They've been known to rescue humans that are drowning or stranded.
Mm-hmm. And bang them.
They've been known to rape. Mm-hmm. They don't understand consent very well. They knock around puffer fish and get high off the toxins. They enjoy that.
Sure.
They like to jerk off.
Yep.
They're big self-pleasures. Yep. And now they sniff pee and they can tell each other. So
very similar to humans.
Well-rounded.
Kind of sick bastards. I mean, you really, when you lay it out like that, Jesus Christ. I thought these things were like fucking changing.
You find mines, though. It's useful.
Yeah, if I'm... Oh, they kill sharks.
Kill sharks.
Yeah.
Find mines. But no, shout out dolphins. Good for them. Next. And shout out Oliver Willis. Sergeant John Soap McTavish.
It's a damn shame that
it's a shame.
I know. Fucking
actually going to fucking Modern Warfare 2 on the toilet right now.
Yeah, that is a bummer.
Nobody loves Soap McTavish like fucking Ty.
Yeah, it's good to know he's back, though.
New COD, we're back. Modern Warfare 2. I don't know if this is a remake or if it's a new game.
I don't know, but it was strictly... Soap McTavish was strictly in there for Ty.
For Ty, yeah. So we did kind of drop the ball.
Maybe he comes back.
Maybe. I feel like we've played Modern Warfare 2 like four different times.
Oh, yeah.
At least.
No, there's already been two.
Remastered five times.
And didn't they already say Captain Price is back, too, for like the next one?
He is, I believe. There was a thread of all the characters that were back, but we only took Soap McTavish.
Yeah, and this is also probably the last Call of Duty for a couple of years,
I believe.
Because they're diving back into the lab.
Oh, and here comes
Activision
Creature of the
got
Dark.
Bought.
Creature of
So this is, it's a weird mix. So like the first Modern Warfare that came out 2 years ago has a bunch of like characters from the original one from how many ever years ago, 10 years ago, whatever. So this is kind of like they're in parallel with each other. It's not a remake, and it's kind of new.
Oh,
but they're using elements of each other.
So this is Doctor Strange.
Simultaneous storylines.
Sure.
A different perspective.
Parallel universe.
Parallel.
Sure.
Interesting.
Also kind of a remake, just with old assets.
Okay. Now we're fucking talking.
I mean, Captain Price, sign me up every day of the week.
Hell yeah.
So McTavish did.
Both of them legends.
Yeah.
Now we go. All right, next. Video of a fisherman tickling a stingray sparks outrage.
They're trying to say it was. they tried to say it was animal cruelty.
He looks pretty happy to me.
Yeah, they're trying. That was.
Look how fucking happy the fucking stingray was.
Yeah, it looks happy.
Did you know they had their faces like this?
Yes. Stingray faces like that has been a meme for quite a while.
Yeah. Don't do it. Don't you do it to me. Don't Ray. You do it.
Are Don't we sure this is how stingrays smile?
I do the same thing to my dog. Do they hate it? Is that what?
I don't know.
Do it again. That was,
they probably.
Don't you do it to me. Come on now.
He's playing pretty loose with that tail barb.
Yeah, I mean,
what's the part that killed Steve Irwin?
I don't think it was the stingray, but
yeah,
the barb.
No, it was the barb.
No, but it was a bigger one.
The 2 mini dicks off right there.
No, the fucking tail, dude.
The tail's the dangerous part.
Yeah. See it fucking wiggling right in front of your face.
There's a baby one though, so I wonder if this one's as dangerous.
Probably not.
No, good point.
I doubt it, but it does look happy. But everyone was pissed about this.
Yeah.
What were they calling it, like tickle torture?
Okay.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Next. Oh, yeah, this is actually awesome. This was on the internet. This is a great little question. Would you rather fight an orangutan with a sword once a year, the orangutan has a sword, or would you want to fight a chicken every time you get in your car?
I'd rather do the once a year.
Yeah, once a year.
The orangutan has a sword, or you have
the
sword?
The orangutan has a sword.
Oh, so you're going to get fucking killed.
But like, yeah,
you also have a chicken. Do you also have a sword?
I don't think so.
Oh, that's tough.
Well, you could have a
sword fighting.
Can you not use your car for a year?
Does the orangutan have sword skills?
Yes. No. I assume it is. It's like, remember that video of the monkey who gets the AK-47? He starts shooting around everything.
Yeah, they pick up things pretty quick.
Yeah, I assume it maybe
give it a 30-minute grace period with the sword.
I'll go with the chicken.
I think I'll go with chicken, too.
Do you know what day?
Throw it out of my car.
Think about how efficient you could get. Yeah, killing chickens.
Just and
can you eat the chicken?
Oh, that's a pretty good idea.
Now we're talking.
Okay, Bruce.
Now we're talking.
Hold the phone. Because
you could just get so good at it, I'm sure.
Oh, so good at it.
Maybe like just 2 minutes every morning, just break a chicken's neck, go about your day.
Yeah, I feel like a month into it, you'd kind of understand how to defeat the chicken.
Chickens.
No doubt about it. Give it the little, Florida loop.
How many times do you get a car in a day?
Huh?
At least twice.
At least twice.
Three times, probably?
Yeah.
So you're killing a chicken 3 times.
At least three times, actually.
Dead chickens.
Three chickens a day.
If they laid some eggs, that'd be nice.
It's just your car, though. I mean...
Any car now,
No, it says your car. So maybe you just have to start getting rides everywhere.
Great.
Which would be kind of a bitch, but also at the same time.
Just every once in a while, I have to fight a chicken.
Yeah, just a chicken waiting out of the bushes, just waiting for you to get in your car.
You guys are all picking the chicken.
The orangutan would kill me, I feel like.
For sure.
I'm taking the chicken.
There's a chance it'll kill you. I don't think there's a chance the chicken will kill you.
Dude, exactly. Once a year,
I get the sword. I would fight the orangutan. Yeah. If the orangutan gets the sword, I am taking the chicken.
It's an orangutan with the sword.
Yeah, I don't think you're getting that sword.
You're not.
No, that thing's killing me.
Give me an umbrella. I could take this orangutan down with an umbrella.
Imagine like year 12, you needing to kill an orangutan with a sword.
He's so tough.
Fucking sad. Yeah. Oh fuck!
Like, every time you get in your car, you have to fight a chicken. Every time you get in your car,
I'm so sorry. You can get in
your car like 10 times a day.
Snap, it's neck.
No, but I think if you knew that you had to fight a chicken every time you got in your car, you probably wouldn't get in your car 12 times.
Move all the dead chickens.
Pal, I can't see like going out on a Thursday night and being fucking super hungover and like late for work on a Friday. And you gotta you get just your know fucking you're car. Like, this oh, I gotta deal with this fucking chicken, yeah. dude.
Can't be in a room for a little bit.
It's a chicken, though.
Like, yeah, think about it, too. You could just get in your car and ride over.
Yeah,
but it's in your car.
Throw
it
out the window.
Huh? I don't think in you've ever car. You ever seen how vicious chicken are?
Yeah. Oh, I know how vicious they are.
Sharp talons.
But if I'm going in like, all right, I got to fucking teach this chicken a lesson.
I'll walk for a year, dude.
Fuck off.
Just orangutan once every year.
No, no, yeah, the chicken
is going to fucking kill you.
You can't kill your
orangutan. If I'm wearing chain link, no.
Are these fighting chickens or are these just like...
Yeah, it's a rabbit fighting a chicken.
You act like fucking no one who ever wore chain metal back in the day got killed.
I'm not even sure I want to fight the orangutan if I had the sword.
Yeah.
No, me either.
I agree.
And yeah, let alone with that thing having a sword.
Orangutans can fucking bench 840 pounds.
Jesus Christ.
Chickens and also Guppy, this isn't just for a year.
I know, I'm realizing that. Yeah,
this is forever.
I can't do it, dude.
I think
every time you get in your car, a fucking chicken.
You can turn a profit with a chicken. Sell it to a fucking butcher.
Car, dude.
Sustainability.
It says orangutans are 4 times more powerful, and they are as strong as 7 people combined.
Think about the thrill once a year, though, when you beat the orangutan.
You're not going
if,
to.
Oh, no.
If
like,
think about the thrill every bruised, time.
Best case scenario, you best case scenario, you lose a fucking arm every year, and they have to reattach it like they did to that guy earlier who grabbed the Jurassic Park.
Zed, I don't think the chicken's like pooping in your car. It's just like when you get in.
They're in there all night.
No, no, that I don't think that's how it works. They appear.
They're popping eggs in there. They're fucking.
If you're telling
me they respawn next to you when you get in.
Yeah. If you're telling me 10 out of 10 times you fight an orangutan with a sword, you're winning all 10 times.
I'm that's gonna just fucking pop it in the face.
It's not possible. As a sword.
Like, who's to say you know when that fight is happening?
Yeah,
we have to live you know, all once year. A year. It's every year on that day.
What if they just surprise you?
I'm bringing my homies. I'm bringing everybody. No. We're beating up. We're eating orangutan that night.
You're not jumping an orangutan. It's one on one.
We know it's coming.
How many homies are you bringing?
I'll bring you 15 homies. I didn't know they could fetch 850 pounds.
Yeah. They're dogs. That's why.
And if it comes down to I am jerking that thing off. True. And then killing it. Talking.
Except it is trying to kill you.
Yeah, and then when I get down there, they're going to be like, oh, you're a pretty cool guy. Sup?
Yeah, I'm going to go with other final answer, I'm going with chicken.
I'm terrible going chicken.
Me too.
I mean, it's going to be a nuisance, but at least I'm going to keep my life.
Sounds I think like I'm taking the orangutan, and I'm probably just dying. Going down.
No, you guys,
I am not fighting a chicken.
Orangutan.
Yeah, give me a bazooka.
Yes, Nick, wow. You got chicken?
Chicken.
The dread of every time you get in your car.
Yeah, that's brutal.
I don't think I dread it after.
I'll get a fucking bike.
Yeah, exactly. After a mile.
Pedaling all over town. Because there'd be so much fucking chicken poop in there.
After a chicken
dude,
poop
it
is
fucking
respawn. After a while, though, you just kind of...
It doesn't live in your car.
I can't wait to fucking get in here and kill this chicken. I think you'd start enjoying it. I really do.
Think of new ways. Maybe like fart bomb it a couple times.
Stab it with your keys.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think there's multiple ways. Next. Yep.
Oh, I did read this.
Yeah, you sent it in.
Do you want to explain it? I don't really.
In 2018, Jessica Broda accidentally deposited a sizable refund check from a car dealer into an account that on the bank app was listed as regular savings, but it turned out being her son's bank account that prevent withdrawal before the account holder turns 18. But yeah, so it was like, I think it was $30,000. It was like to buy a car.
$35,000 it says right there.
Oh, 35. They were going to use it to buy a car, and they're fighting. I don't know what bank it was, but they're fighting them. Oh, Bank of America. They're fighting them to like be able to deposit this check, but now this kid has to wait till he's 18, or the mom has to wait till to take it out of this account. But this it's point, fucking insane.
I mean, you got this college fund waiting for a junior.
Point, just
this mom, Jessica, really wanted a car.
Yeah,
I mean, that's pretty her son. Bank of America, man.
Yeah, just release it.
The kid is, what, 4 years old?
Yeah, so 14 more years.
That's ridiculous.
And if it's just like a savings account, you can't even invest it or anything.
Well,
like
I mean, they'll get like 12 cents in
true.
15 years, that's so that's point. Positive.
There has to be a loophole.
The loophole is give the lady her fucking money. It's hers and it's her son's.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I mean that's
especially
absurd.
If it's making this.
I will say for Bank of America, way to keep up to your like like people and stuff money.
Hell yeah.
Like,
you're signing with the bank. Yeah. Yeah.
Good for you.
Keep it up.
Keep stealing. Hey, what happened if your account? Let someone's trying to go get money from your account.
If I was 4 years old, I'm going to let my mom do her deed.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
Next.
Oh, that was the...
Oh, yeah, the tickle and the sting, right?
Yeah.
All right, we haven't done one of these in a while. We got waffle fries, Belgian fries, tater tots, standing cut, garlic fries, curly fries, shoestring fries, crinkle cut, cheese fries, steak fries, chips,
British
fries, sweet potato fries, potato wedges, chili cheese fries, cottage fries.
Wow.
Scroll back up.
I never knew what those were called. Cottage fries. Think are so
cool. Are these the official rankings?
Is this just one pick?
Yeah, you pick one. I mean, I'm going to go cheese fries.
Yeah, it does hurt that the topping is in here, too, because that really separates. Like, I'm going chili cheese fries.
Yeah, exactly.
I love garlic fries.
They are good.
Also
are
delicious. Good.
Any type of seasoned fries is really
good. Truffle fries are cheese delicious, fries too, are although delicious. They are not on here.
I'm probably between waffle and just standard cut. Just the regular old.
Yeah, I'm either. Waffle is mine, too.
See, I like a good Belgian fry.
Curlies are fire.
I didn't know they were called Belgian fries until right now.
That little bit, it's the perfect amount of potato in there. A little bit less than steak.
It is hard to pass up cheese fries.
What's the worst on here? That's going shoestring.
Matchstick?
Shoestring.
What the fuck?
Those little cottage things always
shoestring's usually
so soggy.
Like steakhouses?
I like sweet potatoes.
Yeah, those cottage fries down at the bar that we get them from, those are delicious.
They're so good.
I'm out on the sweet potatoes.
What?
I'm also out on the sweet potato.
Wow. Sweet potato.
That's crazy.
On this list, those are your least favorite, the sweet potatoes?
Yeah, that's, for sure.
Wow. I hate you, too.
Jeez.
I mean, the potato wedges.
I don't need a fucking healthier fry, dude. Yeah. Get it out.
Potato wedges are very good.
If you dip them in the brown cinnamon sugar
still.
Mix.
Crinkle cuts. If you dip any of these in brown cinnamon sugar, I'm probably taking them. Nothing like a good fry chart. All right, yeah, I'm taking cheese fries.
Garlic.
I don't know what it is. I love crinkle cut.
There you go.
Go for it, dude.
Those are delicious.
Don't let anyone fucking stop you.
They
either.
Stink.
You stink. That are curly fries. I love curly fries.
Yeah, I think I'm curly fries.
Curly's great.
There you go.
I don't think tater tots should be on here.
See, I don't think I can do curly fries every day.
I could.
I do hate when they're a little too burnt.
Okay. Yeah, a little crispier.
That turns me off.
It does hurt sometimes. Mitt, what do you got?
They're all fries.
Oh, wow.
It's all potatoes.
Well said.
Next. Attaboy, Mitt.
Attaboy.
We hit the end here.
Okay, well, hey, next time we're going to have Mitt pick his fucking fries. We appreciate you all for listening. If you're just listening and not watching,
send some T's and P's to Ty's butthole.
Send some T's and P's to Ty's butthole.
Speaking of men's health.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Most guys have tried different ways to last longer.
Yeah.
Sure.
But thinking about fries doesn't always work.
Nope. No, it actually hurts.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say. That's why the folks at Roman are changing the game with Roman Swipes. Roman Swipes are a clinically proven way to last longer in bed. They're effective, easy to use, and fast-acting, and don't require a prescription.
Let's go.
Just take the swipes out of the discreet packet, swipe it on, let it dry, and you're good to go. That's it. Go to GetRoman.com/thepod and get $10 off your first order of swipes plus free 2-day shipping. Hit the link in the description to get $10 off swipes so you can start having longer lasting sex. That's GetRoman.com/thepod.
Hell yeah.
Atta baby, Bruce.
Thank you, Bruce. Bruce, you're a model today. You had your jeans on. You did the Tropical Bros shirt, and now you got the Roman Reed. You're five-tool player. Day
you are.
You, Brucey.
Baby, Bruce.
Hell yeah.
But all right. We'll see you guys next week. Have a good weekend. Happy Memorial Day.
Happy Memorial Day.
Have fun.
Not too much.
But not too much fun.